This is Quiet Fire, a program about the spiritual life of Abraham Lincoln and its relevance to us today. Welcome. This is Duncan Newcomer. Here's a Lincoln quote for you. A, standing inside, shot through a crack and killed one of them. This is a line from Lincoln's presidential campaign autobiography. Strangely, he refers to himself only with his initial A. He is certainly not inflating his resume here, but deflating it. Only his initial. He talks about himself at the age of 8. It's 1817, and the little Lincoln clan has recently arrived in Gentryville, the Pigeon Creek area of southern Indiana. And he has spotted a flock of wild turkeys flying overhead and asks if he can borrow his father's gun. A bird must have landed because, oddly, Lincoln tells us he is standing inside the log cabin and, through a chink in the logs, with real marksmanship, shoots and kills one wild turkey. It is strange that he would put this detail into his short campaign bio, which has already been prefaced with the disclaimer that not much ever really happened in his life, just some events in the annals of the poor. Strange because he is not bragging. He is not trying to say, hey, vote for me for president because, look, I was a sharp-shooting killer even as a boy. That is because the event was one of sorrow and regret for him. One account says he cried when he went out to the bird and saw its purple feathered beauty. And for him, the point of the story, as he writes in his presidential biography, is, and I have never since pulled a trigger on any larger game. Americans have, then and now, routinely elected presidents who have been great generals in wars or warriors. But Lincoln is cutting against the grain here. He regrets the giving of violence. Being the giver and not the receiver has been the universal masculine code, and Lincoln intuits an alternative. Masculinity, and certainly presidential masculinity, was and has been associated with giving violence. There is shame associated with receiving a blow, receiving violence. Lincoln is not associating himself with that cultural standard. This is as revolutionary of him as his stance that black people are equal human beings. It is his spiritual nature that not only elevates the equality of the races, but also denigrates the glorification of male violence. This spiritual shift would have started with his Bible, where there was some ambivalence about who wins and who loses with male violence. When Cain kills his brother Abel, Cain receives what is called the mark of Cain. He is branded as a killer, and that is not to his credit. Cain is not a winner, even though Abel seems to be the loser. The ambivalence of the Bible about who is to give and who is to receive violence reaches its most confusing high point in the message preached by Jesus in the turning of the other cheek. You have heard that it was said, an eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth, but I say to you, do not resist the one who is evil, but if anyone slaps you on the right cheek, turn to him the other also. From the Gospel of Matthew. This teaching of Jesus is one of the many almost inconceivable but most valuable ideas in Christianity. But American history is one of tragic irony. Lincoln was not a pacifist or a saint. The history of the Civil War was settled by those who delivered the most violence and who received the most violence. But in his mental life, he practices receiving violence, not giving it. There was no Civil War going on inside the mind of Lincoln about this. He suffered the war, but he was not at war with himself. All paradoxes were equal. Lincoln tried revenge twice as a young man, but never as a boy and never as a grown man. Once when he was 20 and his sister died in childbirth, he wrote a scandalous play about her husband, whom he felt was to blame for her death. And once in his 30s, he participated in a libelous set of letters about a political opponent who then challenged him to a revenge duel. From then on, the mental life of Lincoln had an absence of malice because he never could be bothered to take an eye for an eye. Is virtue found in the giving of violence like a warrior, or in the receiving of violence like a martyr? In the spiritual life of Lincoln, he is a tragic figure who begins to give us the light of mental nonviolence, a light in which we can be lighted down in honor even to the latest generation. This is Duncan Newcomer, and this has been Quiet Fire, The Spiritual Life of Abraham Lincoln.